Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about wholesaling houses, our six-part live online course that will be launched in early January. Mm-hmm. Before we get into that, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
All right. Tom asks, I'm looking to send out my first set of mailers and I have my data, but I'm wondering what advice would you suggest when it comes to scrubbing your data? Also, what advice would you suggest if a person has multiple properties? Do I send out one letter or do I send out multiple?
Tom, these are great questions. And they're all questions that I asked myself right before I did my first mailer. And they're all addressed in our cash flow from land education program. But your question is very timely because that program was all pre-recorded and kind of in video format. We're finding more and more, and I can see here that you're actually not a member of our group, so you don't have access to it. But we're finding more and more that the style of learning for certain people is better in sort of an online classroom setting where you can ask a question just like this and get a direct answer. Actually, a different version of an answer. That's why there's two of us. You're going to get Jill's answer and you get my answer, which quite often, I don't have to tell you if you listen to the show, aren't that similar, which is good.
Quite often are not that similar. That's awesome.
Which is good. So scrubbing data and pricing data specifically, once you get it, before you send it out in the mail, is imperative. It's imperative to your success. If you, pricing is, I mean, if you've listened to any of the stuff that we talk about, is it's going to make or break whether or not you buy properties. And not only make or break, it's going to, in a 2,000 or 3,000 unit mailer, you might buy one or two properties, or you might buy 20 or 30 like we do. And this is not our first rodeo. So while I'm, the context or the format for me to answer that question about scrubbing data, it's impossible in this format. It's so, it's art and science, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question, or you'd like to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com.
Can I tag one little thing on this here,
sure,
though? But we do scrub out duplicates because they don't need. Did you cite that? Okay. We do scrub out the duplicates and not send six letters to the same guy. Just FYI, Tom, just so you know, because you said one person has multiple
Let's
properties.
Let's talk about that for a second. Let's philosophically talk about a person who owns nine houses in a subdivision. What does that tell you about that person, Joe?
They might be an investor and a good person to sell to.
Oh my gosh, you're brilliant.
Yay. So I'll do that.
What if they
own
19?
Oh, then I know what they're doing, and I definitely want them on my team.
You might want their phone number.
That's true. So Tom, to answer your first question, yes, we don't send out one letter. Send out multiple. We send out the one, and then this B, like Jack just said, hang on to that guy's information because you're going to be hitting him up later to sell him maybe what you find.
Exactly. So multiple unit owners, property owners, in any given scenario, they're 9 times out of 10, they're a buyer, not a seller.
Exactly.
Depending on their age. Like, we have a member right now who's in the Midwest who, on his first mailer, he noticed that there was a guy that owned, hundreds and hundreds of properties, millions and millions of dollars worth of real estate. And the guy, he called him. And just like we say, you should do.
Right.
Guy ended up being in his 90s. They're now their best friends. He met him. He called the member called me, scheduled a deal review call. Did I ever tell you this?
I remember this, yeah.
And so they sat down with and now the guy's systematically buying it. That's his whole career now.
Mm-hmm.
He's systematically liquidating properties with this guy as a partner and going to retire on it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So don't throw those away.
Yeah.
Multiple people who, and that's, again, this is not a commercial. These are the types of questions that are incredibly intelligent, especially for newer people, that we will answer in the live course that we're going to talk about here in a minute.
Cool.
Today's topic, wholesaling houses, our live 6-part online course that Jill and I are going to do together, at least the first few times anyway, in January.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've written the course, completely like end-to-end written it, and we're ready to kind of do it online. But for strangely enough, Jill and I have not sat down and really talked about what the vision and what we're really trying to accomplish for the people who take the course. And so that's what the show is about. It's like, what do you see? You're on the front lines more than me, Jill, with customers or potential customers for Land Academy / Offers Academy. What do you see this course accomplishing?
This seems so simple and basic to me, and I think us, but to the universe, they're not getting it yet, but they're about to. And that's what I see as a result of this course. There's so many people out there that are doing this, well, I'm just going to say it, wrong. And they're doing it the way that their parents did it. And I think that's wrong. I think that the way they're getting in their cars and they're driving around and they're trying to meet people and establish relationships and, you think the guy in the corner might sell? Well, I'm going to run over there and talk to him. I think all of that is wrong.
Me too.
I think that's the way our parents used to do it when we got out the phone book and cold call. And that's what, because I know that's what they used to do. I know that the old real estate days, my mom was in real estate in the 80s, literally people would be sitting with a phone book, cold calling, you know, pages to see if anybody would be interested in, you know, selling at any time.
Seriously?
In the next couple of years. Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like the white pages?
Oh, yes. Exactly.
Like, hello, Mrs. Smith. This is Jana from
Remax. Hi, I'm from First Team Real Estate in Laguna Hills. We are in your area now, and we were just wondering if you would be, you know, and go on like that. Seriously.
That's awful.
I know. So why
did that work?
I mean, that's all they had back then, I guess. I mean, and that's what you had to do. So the thing is, why is it so hard for the real estate community, just everyone, to understand that we have data now and there's better ways to do this? I mean, and that's really what I want to do. So, and I see this every single day. There's a parallel to ours online community in the universe, Bigger Pockets, and people there can't grasp it. Boy, if I say the words direct mail, they really go, oh, that's dumb.
That's old.
That's stupid. Well, you know what it is if you do it wrong. Yeah, it's and I don't mean send a postcard. But, and it's funny though, it's so funny. If you ever ask someone about it, what do you know about direct mail? Well, I do know a guy that did it once and he did great. He got this and stuff like that.
That's what I hear too. I hear the same thing when I ask people, like,
exactly.
go ahead and finish.
They all have one story where someone did really, really well. I'm like,
and then that was it.
And then they stop. I'm like,
why don't you do it again?
Well, hello. They're one for one. I don't understand why this is a problem.
I hear that the same thing.
Yeah. So
if it worked, why'd you stop?
Exactly.
You know what I really think is going on?
What?
To send out let's just use a pretty basic, I can hang my hat on this number. When we send out 2,500 letters to this is houses now only, not land. We're going to buy a house, even if we do it all wrong.
Probably five.
It's closer to five.
Yeah.
But we will buy a house. So, and you know how much it costs to send out 2,500 letters, Jill? How much?
Half that, because they're 53 cents a pop.
Right. So like $1,200 bucks.
Right.
That's the problem. Right there.
I don't think they're afraid of the $1,200.
I do.
You know what though? Because here's my argument. I have seen people drop a whole lot more money.
Yeah, because we're
for less results
in our group. I know. I agree.
I'm like, this
in
is
our group.
Silly.
The people that cross the finish line in our group don't care about that $1,200. But
because they make it up in
the loudest,
10 minutes.
Squeakiest wheels are the ones who are. They just are really afraid, you know, of fronting the money. They see it like fishing, and it's not fishing. There is very predictable results to this.
Correct.
Would you spend $1,200 to flip a house, to wholesale a house that you never see and make 20 grand on it? That's the question.
Heck
so would
yeah.
I. So would I. So.
And people don't know that I think that's the whole point of the course, right? They just see that this is true. We're going to do the whole thing, right?
The whole universal concept of this course is to introduce and then completely start to finish implement buy a house.
Exactly.
Every person that takes the course, and we're going to do it right with you, right at the right, sitting there with you online. We're going to actually send our own live, send out our own mailer, and we're going to take. It's a 6-part course, over the maybe 8. We're not sure yet, but it's going to be a number of courses where, and we have to let time go by. We can't do it all in one sitting, because we got to prep the mailer, we got to scrub the data, we have to buy the data, we have to get our website up.
I'm so excited for this. This is going to be awesome.
And it's like auto shop, where you don't just talk about changing out a transmission, you actually do it. And you stand there and look over the guy's shoulder who's doing it, and then you have your own transmission on a bench over here while you're looking over the guy's shoulder watching him do it, and then you do it to yours.
I love it.
And so at the end of the thing, we're all going to buy some houses.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting a massive response. Does that explain what this course is?
I think that was perfect, yes.
So if you've never heard, if you're a listener, you're wondering what the heck, why is this guy who's involved in real estate down the street got a new car every 2 months, and he just seems like he never goes to work, it's because he's sending blind offers to owners. And what's worse is he's not telling you the truth. There's a lot of people who just lie about it. They don't want to give away the secret.
You know, it's so great. Our next door neighbor one time, we had just moved into this house that we're in now. And you know, making friends with this next door neighbor, they go back and forth between here and Vegas. And anyway, it was so cute. One day she finally goes, "What the heck do you guys do? Because you're always home. You're around so much," kind of thing. "How do you guys get to have this lifestyle that you're just, you know," it was kind of like, "What do you guys got going on?" And then as soon as I said, just popped in, you know, anything to do with real estate, it was like, oh.
The very first episode of this show is called, it's episode 0. I did several years ago. It's called "Everybody Thinks I'm a Drug Dealer."
Yes.
Because I used to get that early on.
Yep.
And I quit my job. I quit a really good job because we were killing it. And my friends are saying, "What? Why? You know, seriously, man." They sat me down.
Yeah, they're kind of worried about
what's
you.
What's going on? You know, why you never go to work?
Yeah.
You know,
money doesn't seem to be a problem.
I was a lot younger back then and had an extremely fast car and all that. Mm-hmm. And no, that's the case. So here's the whole secret. You have to learn, and it's
I love somebody, that word, you know,
somebody
secret,
else,
by the way.
Somebody else said to us recently, like a veteran member said, gave us a critique online, which I love. And he said, yeah, this is all true. What they say absolutely happens, but they make it sound easy. It's not that easy. Guess what? It's not that easy.
That's true.
You have to learn how to scrub data. You have to pull down data.
That's true.
You're going to be sitting, and here's the truth of it. And you'll learn this. You'll see it all through the class. You sit in front of a computer.
It's true.
If you don't like computers or you're allergic to the keyboard, there's a lot of people, a lot younger than us, that just can't stand being on the computer.
Or that program with all those rectangles that's called Excel. That bothers you. This is not for you.
That's true. So at the worst, you know, you take the course at worst and you say, "You know, it's not for me. I would really rather, you know, go do something
Flip
else
burgers.
For a living." Or, yeah, turn a ranch out there, whatever works for you. Or have no responsibility and not take responsibility for your own success. Then you can learn that too.
Yeah, and that's okay. And this, you know what the thing is though, Jack? What we're saying is universal. It's not like it's just our
right.
business. It's everything.
Yeah.
You say you want to be the best day trader on the planet, who, you know, whatever it is, there's going to be a learning curve.
Yep.
You're not going to find a perfect professor. You're going to sit down and, "Oh, I got this in 1 hour."
So anyway, yeah. the whole course is about it's hands-on, let's buy a house, let's work out all the kinks. There's what we're finding, and this is, we're coming out over 2 years now, mm-hmm. Doing this with the public, we're finding that everybody has, most people, there's some bottleneck at some point during the whole process of mechanizing all this, mm-hmm. that stops them for some reason, whether it's sales or some point that just is out of their comfort
Pricing.
Zone.
Pricing.
And this whole course is designed to smoke that out real good, mm-hmm. and then address it and move on.
Exactly. And we'll be right there. Pricing's a big one that they get hung up on.
Getting a website up so that,
yeah.
you know.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Yeah, it's going to be like a real live, cool, it's going to be beyond the normal webinar environment, because that's how Jack is. He'll find a really cool environment for us that there'll be video and
yeah.
screenshots.
It's Adobe Connect.
And all kinds of cool stuff.
That's what we're going to use.
It'll be a small group. I'm thinking in the 20s. each session. So, and it's a couple hours. We're thinking like a Thursday night. And it's like where you can basically go, like it's like sitting in a classroom almost environment and raise your hand and go, hold on, everyone, pause right here. I have a question.
That's right.
And that's what it's going to be. And Jack and I are going to address it right then. And so it's going to be awesome. You don't have to wait for, hey, I sent an email, or hey, I put it in landinvestors.com, or oh, I saved it for the Thursday call. You get to ask it right then.
Every time we do this, Jill and I, every single time we do it, we buy multiple houses. And we, with land, you know, hundreds of properties, and we have a way to sell them before we even set out to drop the stuff in the mail. And so everybody involved in this course, I mean, it's not a magic. There's no magic dust here. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of work. You got to put a lot of work in. And if you think you're going to show up for the 2-hour class and then that's it, then the next week you do the 2-hour class and that's it. You know, there's a bunch of stuff you got to do in between. But you will buy some property.
We just did yesterday afternoon some of the prep work for this whole project. And that might be a good thing as we're starting this too. I should tell everybody. You want me to share what we did?
Sure.
Okay. So
I honestly don't remember.
We had a meeting yesterday at 4 o'clock.
Look at the Goodyear blimp.
Oh, is it right outside?
Right over our house.
Isn't
that cool?
That's super cool. All right. So we had a meeting yesterday at 4 o'clock. With a buyer, and kind of got his order for what he wants in this area.
This is perfect for the show. Go ahead in detail, please.
Okay.
In detail, describe this because I'm excited.
Okay, yeah. So he has buyers, and he is a buyer, and he's right here, local in South Bay. And we said, look, we're about to go bananas in this town, and you know. We know we're going to uncover more real estate than our people want. So we brought him in and said, what do you want? And he's like, oh boy, I got it. You
know? We're always looking for new buyers.
Right.
Always.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in the course.
And he was
great
all
detail.
Excited. So he pretty much, and it was really nice too. So this is a good thing. So we laid the foundation of the area. And it was interesting is because we're new to this area that we're now hitting. He's not new to this area. So he gave us a few little tips on some of the developments in the area and just what to, you know, some of the environmental things to be aware of. So this is good little, doing a little homework before you dive in.
Yeah.
It's always good. So that's what we did. And
we're all going to find new buyers in the course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think what would be good is I might write up a little something ahead of time to tell people coming into the course, this is a good
okay.
exercise to do ahead of time.
That's good.
Have a buyer lined up. And how to do that, and I can help people with that.
Okay.
And then coming into our
course. That's a good idea, Joe.
Coming into the course, you already know what you're looking for. You know,
excellent.
We'll still cover it in the course, but it's good to go, I have a guy that flips property. I've been driving by his, and this is what I would say. You all those little, what are those signs alongside the road? I forget.
Bandit signs.
Yes. Call the bandit sign guy and find out what they're looking for. You don't like that idea?
I wouldn't.
Oh, who do you want to do?
I think it's proactive, awful.
Oh.
The best way to find a, there's two ways to find a buyer that I've used that I think, I mean, a bandit sign's a good way to go, but what if there's no bandit signs?
Well, that's true.
So, I mean, and that's my only criticism. If there are bandit signs in a bigger city, I think it can work.
Right.
But the two best ways to find a buyer in a market are, number one, post a Craigslist ad that says something like, I have a house that's worth, you know, I'm a real estate investor and I'm out of money. Whether you are or not, just do this anyway. And I have a house that I think is probably worth half or some number like that. But I'm out of money and I need a partner. I need somebody that actually wants to wholesale and clean this thing up and sell it. You're going to get a good, solid response from that.
Okay.
For some reason, flippers, I don't mean flippers. I mean renovators, you know, they look for deals in Craigslist and I'm not sure why. So there's that. But the surefire way, and we'll go through it right through the course, is to find, we alluded to it earlier, is if somebody owns, an LLC owns 5 properties in a neighborhood, they're either a renter or they're in business in that neighborhood. And one way or the other, there's a really good chance. And if you have 5 or 6 of them, there's a great chance you're going to find a couple of really good cash buyers in there. So, and we'll do that right in the course.
Mm-hmm.
We'll look at, well, each of us will pull their own data set, choose a neighborhood, and I'll review it. Individually.
Cool.
All through this, that. So
it's going to be awesome.
You know what? That's a perfect example, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a bottleneck for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know exactly how to do it. Maybe they don't know how to sort for multiple owners in a thing.
That's what I was going to say. Even getting a buyer might be a hard thing. So, and I understand that. Just like, who do I know and how do I know they're, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what do I say to them?
Right. A big bottleneck for me was answering the phone. Because when you send a lot of, you know, and it's still not my favorite thing to do. Luckily, I have Jill. But everybody's got their own kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's this course is going to smoke out. And we have solutions for it all. Like, then hire somebody to answer your phone. And I don't mean hire an employee. There's lots of places out there for a small monthly charge, like Pat Live or whatever, to answer your phone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Join us in the next episode where we discuss the Jack and Jill and how we use the Jack and Jill calendar and how we use it to succeed.
Yeah. And we answer Jason's question about data scrub with the same person with multiple properties.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good show, Jill.
Yeah.
I think we conveyed what it's all about.
I do also. Thank you. I'm excited. The environment, I think, is going to make the show the best.
Yeah.
That we could answer questions right then and there, live, is going to be, and really follow all the way through. So we're going to have to find a way to, I know we talked about this, to pre-qualify people, because I really want people to come into this with the tools and the resources that can really make it happen.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe
like, what's on your mind? Like, what do you, because you obviously, this is like the third or fourth time I've heard you say that. And I know you're right. You're 100% right. But I see the tools and resources, kind of, they're going to get that from the program. I think you're talking about an attitude, right?
No, I'm talking about financial.
Oh!
No, I'm really talking about money. I really want people to be in this thing that really can afford to go, all right, we're all spending $1,000 tonight because we're sending out all these mailers. Ready? Go. We all push the button together kind of thing.
Yeah, it's
I
not
want
like,
people to really be able to do this. It's not pretend.
And that's just what the mail costs. It's not, we're not making money on it.
It's like imagine, gosh, I wish I had this. You know, again, I wish I had. It's like, it's the best possible thing, having the pro standing over your shoulder saying, you're doing it right. Now do this. See, and here's the response. Now do this. So I really want people that have the time and the money and that can afford to do this. You know, send out the mail. They don't have to buy the asset. I don't really need to have people. I don't want people. You don't have to come into this with, you know, $400,000 cash to anybody because you're going to pick up two houses on your own. We don't need that.
Yeah, we should put that in the requirements.
But you do need to be able to do a mailer and all that good stuff, because
you need
this
to have
is
the
not,
money to send out mail.
This is not a theory class. Nothing that you and I ever do is that way.
Uh-huh.
We're really doing
That's
this.
That's a really good point, Jill. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like call your credit, all this schlocky stuff that goes on in this industry about call your credit card company to make sure you have enough credit to pay for the education. None of that crap is that has nothing to do with this.
I think they should have their website ready to go. There should be done.
I think we should teach that.
Well, that's a different course. We'll do that. Maybe we should have a getting ready for the wholesale class.
There's a 6 to 8 part wholesaling course. One of the parts is getting your website ready.
Okay.
And now you have a week to do it.
All right. And then the next week, it better be ready,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. And it's not like it better be ready because I'm your father. It's just like if you're serious about this, and it doesn't. It could be a one-page website that costs a couple $100. You know what? You're right. They have to. It's not. You're not paying us. Just go find a web.
Yeah, we're not doing it. Yeah, we're telling you this is how you do it.
I love it, man. They should have a little bit of money before they come
in.
They
need to. I want them to succeed. Because you know what? And if it's not the right, this is what I tell everybody too. If now's not the right time, I get it. That's okay. Come back in 6 months. We'll be here, and it will be. Hey, you like our show? Please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you are listening.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.